Outside Board Meeting, June 25th, 2018, on
its
order.
You hear his parent.
First, we're going to call to order, call to the public. Actually, let's make sure we have a quorum. Bill Beard?
Nick Talia Bowman?
Here's the story. Earl Dusky? Are they too close together in time?
John Hagan.
Okay, we have quorum. So, first thing we'll start with is call to the public. Do we have anybody? So, pursuant to ARS 38431-01H, the board,
please use the thumbs up.
Okay.
I gave you those.
I submitted the call to the public form.
I had those two forms.
He's just reading what it is real quick and then.
Oh, right.
Okay. So, board may take a. Make an open call to the public during public meetings, subject to reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions, to allow individuals to address the public body in any issue within the jurisdiction of the public body. However, members of the board are not allowed to discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call to the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. The board, however, may ask staff to review a matter and may ask that the matter be put forward to future agendas. So,
My name is Raul Ochoa.
Grab the microphone, make sure it's green. Thank you. Perfect, you can stop it.
My name is Raul Ochoa. And I'm not sure what ARS I put down there, if somebody would reference to it, but it's in regards to the military returning from active duty service. I just got released from active duty service, retired as of May 14th officially, and I just returned last night at 2 a.m. from 14 days on the road from Alaska. So I'm a bit tired, 4,300 miles, 14 days, so... I just would like my license to be reinstated as in regards to the statute that's in there, which allows for 180 days, which allows me to do what I need to do to get my family situated and be in compliance with it. So we drove extra down here for this after speaking to this gentleman because I thought I was on the hearing this morning, so not seeing my name on the agenda was kind of created some anxiety. We drove a lot extra to get here. So I don't know what else to say or what if you have questions. I've submitted all my paperwork, my discharge paperwork. Everything's there. So it's pretty simple, I think.
So Ryan Edmondson, Executive Director. I spoke with Raul Ochoa on the phone several times, in fact. He spoke with some of our staff. He's referencing 324301, I believe.
Right.
A. And the statute, it's kind of hokey the way it reads. I spoke with the Attorney General about this. And essentially, during our conversation with my conversation with Mr. Ochoa, I had asked that he provide something in writing to me so that I could put it on the agenda, and I kept waiting. I still have his application on my desk, but I don't have the written request to be put on the agenda based on this statute. So I waited, and he is here today. I did tell him that the meeting would be here, and I knew he was traveling. I didn't hear anything from him, so it is not properly agendized today to discuss getting the license. There may be issues surrounding getting the license or not, and I think that we could properly agendize it for July to grant or deny a license based on...
Somebody please read that? It's purely simple. I don't see that there's any hokiness or any indication that my license should not be reinstated. Somebody please read that statement.
We're not stating that your license will not be reinstated. It's just that we...
I understand, sir, but I just retired from the military, and to wait another month with a man that has a family of seven to provide, when I addressed this as soon as I got my discharge orders in regards to what is stated, if no one can read it, I will read it if you don't want to pull it up.
So they can't take any action.
I understand, but this has just been ongoing, and I've tried to put these things in place.
If I may, as someone that has recently, been discharged from the military, thank you for your service. But as someone that was familiar with government paperwork, sometimes the procedures have gone through, the paperwork hasn't caught up with it. It sounds like in this case, the paperwork hasn't quite caught up with the circumstances.
Sir, it's been quite some time.
I appreciate that. As board members, we can't act unless it's on the agenda.
I understand. Okay? I understand. I'm just
okay.
That's why I wanted to express where I'm at.
Okay. We appreciate your frustration.
Yes. So it's just from the drive, and that's where I'm at. So thank you.
So I would. Do you want to make a motion?
You can't take any action on it. But I can put it on. Just if you, the direction is to put it on the agenda. We'll invite him for July.
I would suggest, sir, that you get in touch with Ryan in the office and understand what the procedures are.
Yes, sir.
And the time frames.
I do understand that. Okay. I do understand what you just said. Time frames and procedures, and I have provided all that in a timely manner, well over a month ago.
Okay.
So I don't understand where the delay is in this, in getting my license to be what the ARS says.
I'm confident we can get this worked out.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, any other call to the publics? Okay. Also want to do declaration of conflicts of interest. Is there any?
Excuse me. I don't know if I fall under a call to the public, but I just fill out a paper to speak in front of the board. My name is Galen Allison.
You are listed on the agenda, so you'll be covered under that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So. No declaration of conflicts of interest? Okay. Discussion and approval of the open meeting. We're on number four now. Review, discussion, possible actions, board meeting minutes. Discussion and approval of open meeting minutes from May 21st, 2018. Discussion or approval of good executive session minutes from May 21st, 2018.
Motion. Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we accept the open meeting session minutes and the executive session minutes of the May 25th board meeting.
John, okay, you guys second.
All in favor?
Just one amendment. May 21st.
Yeah.
May 21st.
No, May 25th.
Can I say 2 minutes second?
Did I say 23rd?
7/25th. No, 7/25th.
Okay. I stand correct.
But I mean, it's just
the second.
I got a second.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So, anybody opposed? So moved. Items for board review, discussion, and possible action. Application for massage therapy schools.
I can speak to item one.
Okay.
So this is for the Plage Scientifique in Quebec. That was on your previous board meeting agenda. The issue there is that to approve a school, or recognize a school, it needs to have been accredited by a local body equivalent to our private post-secondary board here. They don't have that in Quebec. There is no such body that approves post-secondary education. What they had submitted was that their local association of massage therapists approved the school, but that's not a government body, it's just a private association of massage therapists. Did send a letter asking for further clarification, hadn't heard back. And then in addition, based on what I've seen in some of your other schools on the agenda, for example, you have one, item 3 from Canada, in Toronto, they do have a state association for private post-secondary education. And so it does appear to be that just in Quebec, they don't have such a body, and it's a requirement. So we're no further along than we were last time, that they can't, at least they don't have the ability to prove that they've been accredited as our statutes require. And, you know, there's an application pending. I'm not really aware of the details of the application, but the reason we approve schools is that because the students come in and says that's where they went to school, and they're not yet approved. So we approve the school so that we can approve the application. So what this will probably mean is that an application will be essentially incomplete. There are some rights of appeal. If they want to come in and be more proactive in demonstrating their recognition, they can. But for now, we can't establish that they're accredited as the statute requires.
Okay.
So the state would have to, I would offer you the advice that you must decline.
Any other comments on the other ones?
No, the other ones I didn't have any comments.
Okay. And the other one left on our early line.
Mm-hmm. Want to take them one at a time or as a group?
I would take them as.
Well, you can't take them as a group.
Right.
Take them at a time.
Okay. Victoria Bowman, I move at this time that we deny the application of Academy de Massage Scientifique from our approved schools.
Do we want to put it, so I'm sorry, there's a motion on hand, but do we want to put it on that, or do we just want to put it on hold until further?
That's essentially what we did last month. I don't see the fact changing. They just don't accredit schools in that state. And our statute requires that it be accredited by the state governmental body, similar to the private post-secondary board here.
So in essence, we're putting the onus on the individual applicant.
Yeah, and sometimes the school will come in and support them in that, but as of yet, they haven't made a different argument that I'm aware of. And having seen a different Canadian school, it's not a Canadian issue, it is just a Quebec state issue, which is what we kind of understood at the beginning, but now we, I confirmed it independently, at least from my research, and we didn't hear back from them otherwise.
So my concern was, is if we do a denial, does that show negatively on them? I mean, or
no.
Oh, okay.
That's it's just a recognized school list. It's not based on any merits. It's just, we say you need to be accredited in a certain way, and they just, they...
So they would have the right to go through their province and get some kind of accreditation body to...
I don't know.
Well... The other one, the Royal Canadian
it's
one.
It's state by state. So in Quebec, right. They just don't do it. They don't regulate private post-secondary. And unfortunately, the way our statute reads is you must be accredited by a body similar to the private post-secondary education body. Now, you have one here from New Mexico. What they do in New Mexico is the massage board itself accredits the school. And so that's a state institution. It's close enough to a private post-secondary because that's the body in the state. Tasked with accrediting the massage therapy schools. They don't have anybody that's tasked with accrediting massage therapy schools in Quebec. This one has been SAINT approved by the State Professional Association, and I don't mean the governmental professional association, but the private association of licensed massage therapists. And that's not that. That's not equivalent.
Right.
And the government of Canada doesn't have anybody to recognize them as a...
Just in that state.
Yeah, just in the state.
And if they do... You know, when we send them this letter, assuming, you know, it would be a denial, they can argue to the contrary. We just haven't heard anything from them, and we agree with them.
Okay. I was just concerned that a denial would be
negative. I don't personally think it's true.
Okay. So, motion stands.
Bill Beard, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Fiscal Mountain Institute, Albuquerque.
If there's no questions with the rest of them, we can take the rest as one group.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the applications for Crystal Mountain Institute, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and item 3, Royal Canadian College of Massage Therapy. Bill Beard.
Second.
Victoria Bowman, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. So the FAR, but the council licensure enforcement and regulation, clear?
Yeah, this would really be clear.
Are we jumping over?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
The Federal Association of Regulatory Boards is the national association that boards like you or other regulatory boards often participate in their meetings or their conferences. This is the annual lawyers seminar. And this would be to send myself, Michael Ray, from the Attorney General's office, to this conference. Okay. And it's in September in Portland. I found this very useful. You said to me I would be very grateful. It is optional for me. And I don't know what Brian might say to it. he volunteered it. I didn't ask him. I just put it on. I would be very grateful.
Well, I know when I go to FSMTB how, and I know they're very closely associated. They use the same attorney and everything from there. And I don't know how great it is. So,
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move that we send the AG representative to the FAR seminar on September 27th.
John King, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. Okay. How about the clear? Is that the same?
No, and Andrew, I don't know if you know more about it than I do.
There's the council for life, the council for licensure enforcement and regulation. Given by Clear, it's going to be in Philadelphia on the September 26th through September 29th. And that's me and Ryan asking for approval for us to go to that.
Victoria Bowman, I move that we send Andrew White and Ryan Edmondson to the Clear conference in Philadelphia, September 26th to 29th of 18.
I believe that's in August.
Is it September?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, John, I second.
All in favor? Any discussion?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
So we're, sorry about that. Formal screen now. So we're going to 5.
To rescind your prior vote, to send the matter to formal hearing, and to put the matter back into an investigative stage. The staff of the board has received notice that Mr. Vickers is deceased. So his case was all about essentially a high-pressure massage. It wasn't a very egregious case to begin with, and the state sees no reason to continue prosecuting him. So the plan would be, if you rescind your vote, to send it to formal hearing, back into the investigative stage, it would be effectively closed one way or another through board staff. Stranger things have happened. If we're happily wrong that Mr. Vickers is really alive and he comes back, it wouldn't be closed with prejudice. It would just be kind of administratively closed, understanding that he's he's deceased and there's no reason to proceed. So we'd ask that you grant the state's motion, and we'll take it from there.
And we did know that he was gravely ill anyways.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we rescind our votes to send the matter to formal hearing and place it back into administrative hands.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, if the board wants to, you can do that. That's a fine. But you can also dismiss it today if you want to do it. If you have a concern that it may resurface, I don't know what your proof is for if he has truly passed away, but you can go ahead and dismiss it if you want to do without prejudice. You can always come back, or you can send it back. You have that option as well. I just wanted to give you. Then you're not putting it back on the staff's lap. Put it back in the investigative.
No, state would have no objection to that in course of action either.
And why did I, Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard again, I move to rescind the vote and dismiss the matter before the board without prejudice.
John Ortega, I second.
We need a roll call for this one?
Aye.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I would ask perhaps that you take the matter involving Mr. Niles next, because I think that might be relatively brief as well.
Okay. 5F3, file number for 18-119 and 18-120, Travis Niles. This is the time, date, and place for the matter dealing with 1819, the ones I just stated, sorry. Is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona Board of Massage Therapy. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there has been violations of the board's statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Board members presented for this hearing are...
I'm sorry to interrupt. I know Mr. Rain has a motion for you in this case, so if you want to dispense with all your formalities, you can do that in here from
I think that's true as well for the next one. It's deeper from formal hearing status. Mr. Niles is going to be set for hearing, I imagine, if you grant the state's motion in July instead of this meeting. After your meeting last month, we drafted a consent. Drafted a complaint notice of hearing. Unfortunately, there was a shorter period of time in between last month and this month, and the complaint wasn't mailed out to provide Mr. Niles with required 30 days notice before the hearing. That wasn't really determined until late last week. And so the appropriate course of action is to vacate today's hearing, and we are issuing an amended notice of hearing for July. So I would ask that you vacate. So we'll make a motion to vacate today's hearing, and we will issue an amended notice of hearing for July 30th for Mr. Niles. I've spoken with Mr. Niles about that. He was willing to waive the 30-day notice, but this was Friday afternoon, and it was a little uncertain, so we just decided to do it in July.
Okay. Motions?
Bill Beard, I move we vacate the notice of hearing for today's meeting in case number 18-119 and 18-120, Travis Niles.
Victoria Bowman, I second.
Roll call. No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So opposed? So moved. Moving to 5F2. Do the script.
You may want to hear from
Michael
on this one as well.
Okay. So this was set for hearing, this matter of Mr. Martinez, case 18-118, was set for hearing today. The board received a motion to continue the hearing from Mr. Martinez's attorney, noting that he was in a serious criminal trial today and wouldn't be able to appear. It was the first request for a continuance. In speaking with staff, and I think this comes out in Mr. Martinez's reply on his motion to continue, but in speaking with staff, he also indicated he wasn't going to be available for July for a rescheduled meeting. So then we were all the way out to August. And the allegations in the case were serious. here is proven. And so the state typically would stipulate to a first request for a continuance, if only a professional courtesy between lawyers. But because of the serious nature of the allegations and the fact we were going to have to skip over the following months and go all the way into August, I just couldn't stipulate to the continuance. I wanted the board to realize or hear the state's concerns in that regard. We did inquire with Mr. Martinez whether he would enter an interim suspension, just to put his license on suspension pending that hearing, and they were unwilling to deny the charges, and he was unwilling to do that. So we were left with, you know, the motion, knowing they're not going to be here today to address it. The state doesn't want to proceed with the hearing today without the respondent or his attorney present, but I wanted to remind you, and that's what we made our request in our response to the motion to continue, remind you of your authorities to issue summary suspensions if the public health, safety, and welfare requires emergency action. You may suspend a license pending a hearing. You may also, under that same statutory authority, restrict a license in a summary fashion before a hearing. Your statute says suspend, restrict, and so the state would also want to remind you of that to the extent you wanted to consider limiting Mr. Martinez's practice pending the August, it appears August hearing is what we'll have. I wanted to make sure you're aware of that. I do have draft orders of summary suspension if you were so inclined. It's really just the facts from the complaint notice of hearing set out as interim findings of fact, the conclusions of law set out as interim conclusions of law, those were the allegations of unprofessional conduct, and the findings of an emergency, which is a required clause if you're going to take summary action. And then the order that I propose in my draft, and I can pass this around to read right now, but the main part would be the order, is I've created an option A and an option B if you were inclined to do any summary action today. Option A would be just to summarily suspend the license pending a hearing. That means he can't practice. Typically, you want to go straight to a hearing in that, and we'd be ready to go immediately to a hearing. If they wanted to speed up the process knowing that he was suspended, maybe they could make it in July. I don't know. Option B would be a lesser restriction. And the ideas, at least that I came up with, were that we could restrict, the board could restrict Mr. Martinez's practice to not be able to treat female patients. You could restrict his practice to only provide massage therapy in a setting through a facility, through a third party, not as a sole practitioner out there on his own, but perhaps restrict him to only practicing in a setting that would have some other people around him. And if you were to enter that order, I would also recommend that you issue an order causing him to provide a copy of your order to whatever facility you worked at. And so, you know, we're not urging those strongly like we might in other cases, but I am wanting to remind you of it, and the reason the state felt compelled to do this rather than stipulate again is that we were going to have a two-month gap before we could decide whether these allegations were true, and they were so serious that we felt it was appropriate. And lastly, I would just note again that I don't have a problem with continuing the hearing, especially with them not present. Our witnesses, you know, have been on hold and they're kind of not really with us as we will when we know the hearing's going forward. But I wanted to remind you essentially of all those options and offer some suggestions.
I have a question. His court proceedings, would it have anything to do with this complaint? Or?
No, I believe those are just separate obligations of the attorney, not related to Mr. Martinez.
Oh, not related to Mr. Martinez.
It's my understanding from the response, well, the reply, that Mr. Martinez has not been criminally charged in this case. It's not, he hasn't been charged and then been dismissed, but he hasn't been charged with a crime related to the allegation.
Thank you.
But there is a police report and a police investigation. And his argument, in fairness, because he can't be here today, his argument was essentially that the complaint had been on file for quite a while, so he argued that you would be acting now in an emergency, even though the complaint's been in place for a long time. And he also argued that, look, the police haven't charged me yet. And so why, you know, I'm not a threat, otherwise they would be charging me. So those were the arguments in opposition to sentences that were presented in the motion.
see nothing wrong with restricting his license until written reports.
So a suspension?
Restricting his license.
Not a suspension or restriction.
A restriction.
So are there any time constraints on some of these suspensions?
And you may you want to seek legal advice on that. I would just say pending a hearing. Until the hearing happens, these restrictions would be in place, or a change in circumstance could cause us to bring it back to you. But
and
the idea is this hearing is going to happen in August, and until August, any restrictions you place would remain in effect.
Summary restrictions would do the same, right?
Yeah. Well, a suspension means you can't practice at all.
Right.
And so a restriction would be a lesser way, and again, what I've recommended would be no female clients, because this was a sexual in nature allegation against a female client, and providing therapy only in a, I can't think of the appropriate word, but in a facility or a setting where you have a supervised setting. Well, not necessarily literal supervision, but in a setting where there are other massage therapists present, you know, section staff, scheduling staff, whomever, but just not as a sole practitioner, you know, perhaps going into people's homes, wherever. And then wherever he was working to provide counseling support. So those three elements, no females, places where there's other people around, and providing those other people a copy of the order so they know what's afoot.
So keep an eye on. How long has he been, he's been out there working in the meantime anyways, right?
He has not been suspended. I'm not aware of whether he's practicing. He did decline to voluntarily suspend his license, which I took to mean he wanted to keep practicing.
Okay. He graduated in 2012, so he's probably been practicing 6 years.
Would the board like some, you could go in executive session for legal advice if you want some advice on any of your options?
I move that the board go into executive session.
For legal advice?
For legal advice.
Can we vote on that?
Yeah.
Do, we use that at first.
I would second that.
You want second that?
No, I don't
want
second that.
So
I'm inclined to move forward here.
Move forward with
a motion and discussion, and we move on.
Okay. So move forward. Okay. Motion.
There's a motion on the floor. But there is no second. Is that correct?
I didn't hear it. For, you wanted to restrict.
Well, no, right now, you just have a motion to go into executive session.
Unless the chair is seconding the motion.
Yes, I'm going to second the motion.
Okay, then you have to have a vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 No.
Okay.
So I think we have to move.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to end executive session. Microphone's on. Discussion.
Good question for the attorney. So we're looking for, if we decide to do something beyond just removing the hearing today, that we need two separate motions?
Yes, because you have a motion to continue pending.
Okay.
So you want to grant or deny that, and then if you're going to do anything else.
I wish to make a correction. We have two individuals on our schedule with the last name Martinez,
right.
And the comment that I made about when case 118 was incorrect. It related to the other individual, so I wanted to make that correction.
Discussion on
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move that file number 18-118, Jamie Martinez, or Jaime Martinez, as the case may be continued to our August meeting.
John Tate, in a second.
any restrictions? And
separate motions.
Separate motion. Okay. All in favor, or do we need a roll call?
You don't need a roll call now. So you're moving to grant the
continuance.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So moved. Question on summary suspension or something?
You know, the only time we've ever really given restrictions is after we've heard the case as part of our judgment. I don't know that we've ever given one before we've heard an operator to decide.
Okay.
Well,
that's fine.
Yeah.
All my concern is it's already been this long, and there's no complaints. And you already said that he's already fighting the, or he's already detested, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Contested,
yeah. The summary suspension.
Yeah, he did in his reply to the motion to continue object to the board issuing that. And he denies the application.
Okay.
Yeah.
The AG opinion, if we do not act on this, provide a restriction or anything like that, are we open to any problems? I know an open-ended question, but.
You want to go back in executive session? <legal advice? laughs>
No. Move on.
Do we need to make a roll or vote on it?
You don't have a.
Not really. I didn't make a motion. We just were throwing it out.
Yeah, you've already voted to continue, so you've dealt with the motion to continue. If you don't have any other motions to make, then we think this one is complete.
That means it's not ready. Call it complete. Thank you. Everybody's going to have to put that one on now.
Thank you.
Thank you. What's that? Okay.
Thank you.
That wraps up.
You go now while people we can sit on that way.
Okay. So moving to C, 5C. Board to review, discuss, and take possible action on investigation files, including any complaints, respondents, responses, model records, investigative reports, and any other documents received in the course of investigation for the following files. Javier Martinez, file number 18127.
Mr. Chair, if you would like, I understand that he is also the same Javier Martinez that's in number 7, C7. If you'd like to consolidate those, you could secure them at the same time.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that?
To consolidate?
Yeah.
Okay. We'd like to do file 11, file 7. Consecutively, I make a motion that we do. Second.
Victoria Bowman, I move that we combine file 18127 and 18-135.
Bill? Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Have you heard my penis?
Mr. Martinez, sit up there and have a seat.
Am I 18127 or 18135?
Both of them.
Both of them.
Step up here to the table up here.
Thank you.
27, it's involving sexual assault and inappropriate touching.
Okay.
Do you want to? And then on case 135, it's going to be failure to report 10 days of an arrest or conviction. Not related.
Okay. Was it terrified?
Pardon?
Talking to me about me, right?
Yes.
Oh, but it wasn't 5 or 10? Is it 10?
5, 10 days. 10 days, but to notify the board within 10 days.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Would you like to give us a short summary? Just a short summary of.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that I had to report to you until I got the letter from Mr. White, and I'm very sorry for not doing that.
Okay.
And on the other complaint?
Yeah. Oh, okay, all right. Do we have, for the last KH here today?
Is that me?
Yeah,
good.
Kathleen Henry?
Yes,
that is.
We don't use names.
I'm sorry.
Your initial
no
well.
Worries.
Yeah.
I'm she.
So, would you like to give us just a short? Yeah. Why don't you just sit down in the front right there?
Oh, for me?
Yes. Have your and KH, can you come up and
sure.
Share with us?
Okay, sure.
So, continue to just use your initials. Can you give us a short history of our short story of what's going on?
My name is K.H. I filed a complaint form on Javier Martinez, who I've known as Mushka for like 5 years, and I filed this complaint on February 19th regarding the fact that he inappropriately touched me. Now, I'm not sure how extensive. I'll just say that, and then if you have questions regarding that, Mr. Dusky, or how would you like me to proceed?
Just give us an overview of, you don't have to give us, we don't want a case by case, because that's, if it does go to trial, that's where it would go. But in a short sense, like you wrote.
He touched me inappropriately, and that I don't have to go into the details. It looks to me like you're looking for more.
You've been with him for 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, and nothing ever happened before?
Correct.
Okay.
He has come to our home, actually. I'm a snowbird from Minnesota, and so we winter in Tucson. And I've had a long-term relationship. He goes by Muska in the community, and what would happen is he would come out to our home. We have a home in Tucson Estates. And he would come out, and I would gather my friends who needed a massage, and he would come to our home. And we had a lot of trust in him. I mean, sometimes we were just leaving with the last person was there that he was in. We just say, lock up the house. So this incident of February 17th was, needless to say, I was quite shocked and felt very betrayed.
Do you feel it was sexual in nature?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you had a thought, why do you feel like after 5 years, now?
Based, why do I have no idea, frankly. I mean, I don't know.
If I may, what were the police or sheriff's department contacted in regards to this matter?
Yes.
Okay.
They have been contacted, and that there is a file open on him, the Pima County Sheriff's Department, and I spoke with Detective James on Friday once I came down to Tucson from Minnesota for this hearing, and she said that I could give you the case number, but she could not give any information because the file is still open because they are continuing the investigation. They took the text off my phone and that Muska had sent me, and so that's where that is at. But they said they were, I guess they were playing. They weren't able, I don't know what's happening, but that's what Detective James said.
Do you normally get just hands and feet massages?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you lie on the table?
Yeah.
How are you usually dressed when?
With my clothes on.
And you have a lovely skirt on, so you usually wear a skirt?
No, jeans.
Jeans.
I take my boots off, though.
Quick question for Mr. White. To your knowledge, there's no other adjudication occurred in this particular case?
No.
The report was filed, but it is still open.
One thing y'all got to remember is on sexual assault cases, they will not give you that information until the case is all the way closed. And one thing that you got to find, if you find out now, since the Massage Envy investigation, they leave those cases almost open to see if anybody else makes a complaint against the individual. When they have two complaints against the individual, that's when they take them to the system.
But as
of that's why you see it. They won't give us the.
But as of today's date, it is still open.
Yes.
And the other thing is that the Pima County Sheriff's Department and the Tucson Police Department do not share information.
Anybody else have any more questions?
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Scott? Javier? Do you want to give us like a 2-minute summary of what's...
Okay, I wanna apologize if during my massage I was rough on my client Kathy, but by rough I couldn't have grabbed her feet. You know, when I do the massage, she's laying like this and I'm sitting in a chair like this, so I just grab the feet and I go like this or I massage the lower. The knee down, so I couldn't hold it too tight, that's what I apologize. But I don't recollect to have touched in her private areas.
Okay. Let me get it real quick because I'm just trying to remember from all the cases that I remember. This was the one I'm thinking of.
If I may, while you're looking that up, Mr. Chairman, this is Bill Beard. So you're saying that you did not at any time venture above the knee while you were working on KH?
No. The way I start the massage, I go like this. I mean, I there are a lot of tendons here, so, and then I go down. And at the end of the massage, I rock the body like this, you know, just go like this, and go back to the feet.
So for a hands and foot massage, you did go beyond, you went higher than the knee in the case of the legs.
I usually end all my massages rocking. It's called rocking. You just rock the body. I believe that all the bodies need to be interconnected. And so when I end the massage usually like that, I just push the body and then go back to the feet. I always ask my client, well, not always, but most of the time, when I'm going to do a massage, I ask the client if they want, I hear that I have strong hands, so I try to be aware of not putting too much pressure on my massages. So I try to ask the client if my pressure is too much.
But the question is, and I don't mean to interrupt, but we keep going back to the pressure of it. The pressure isn't the question. Hold on a second.
Okay.
The question is, mm-hmm. where are you putting your hands?
Yeah.
Not mm-hmm. how much pressure. The question of pressure didn't come up.
That's what I want to get to. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much, I ask if something during the massage there is I do something uncomfortable for them, and let me know. She after 2 days she called me and told me not to cash the check. Why she didn't do it right away? And after 2 or 3 weeks, she called me and asked me that if I remembered that having torsion her. And why, if we know for 5 years, why she didn't say it right there?
Okay, thank you. Let me just move this along.
I have a question. Was she wearing jeans?
I think so.
And how do you get up to the knees? Do they slide up her leg? Or you work on the knees with the jeans on?
I work, the knee is right here, and I'm on that side, so I just...
And you work over the cloth?
Yeah.
Over the cloth.
Yeah,
okay.
like this.
Thank you.
So there's a motion?
Yes.
There's a motion.
A motion to
take this to formal interview.
Bill Beard, second.
Formal interview.
Interview.
Both men. We consolidated.
We consolidated for both men. Does anybody want to put? Do we want any stipulations in there in between? You just want to go straight. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, we'll move to formal interview.
Probably July 3rd, more than likely.
Well,
So they just voted to a formal interview, not a hearing. We'll notify you in writing of when that will be, but that would be July 30th.
Okay.
Up here. And probably across the hall, though. Not, it'll be in C versus B.
I think.
Yeah. Staff will be in touch.
Sergio,
thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Sergio here?
Yes.
Here also?
Your CN?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just clarifying. That's it.
Clarifying, right? Just for the formal. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. This is case 18129. This is draping, inappropriate touching, and sexual assault. And a post report was also made with Tucson Police Department.
So, Joe, can we have you sit down for just a second? And we're going to have the complaint come up, and we'll always refer to her as CN. So. Thank you for coming today. Can you give us...
do we want a chair for the attorney?
I can just sit right here. I'm CN's attorney.
Oh, is that a chair for...
This is a chair. This is a chair. Thank you.
Can you just give us a quick rundown of...
What brings you here
what
today?
What brings you here?
In the paperwork, he touched me very inappropriately. After he left me, he was really scared, anxiety. I gave him to very many massage therapists. Nothing like this has ever happened. Before going into seeing massage therapist, I read some reviews, but I only read a few. After the aftermath, I went and read all of them, and I found a couple of women who had similar stories to my own. So. So I went to see my doctor, and my doctor referred me to a therapist, and I've been seeing a therapist. That's an ongoing process.
So
have you seen him before? Has he worked in you before?
No, this was the first time.
Further clarification, was this the first time at that facility?
It was the first time at that facility and ever seeing him.
Okay. And again, to be clear, in the last couple of years, how would you categorize the number of massages you've received? Dozens or?
Yeah, dozens.
Okay.
Just for clarification, you felt that the touch was sexual in nature?
Yes. Yes, it was.
And again, this is just for clarification. You filed a police report?
Yes, I did.
And was it the same day or within a day or two of the incident?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? At that moment, you can go ahead and have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Javier?
Sergio.
Sorry. How do you respond to that?
Well, the day of the massage, can you hear me?
Yeah.
When she came in, I asked her, I introduced myself, I'm a secular, go into the room, address your level of confidence, any specific area that you want to focus on. And when I start the plank face down and I work the neck, arms, and the back and the traps, as we were talking, I asked her why she would have a lot of tension build up, and she mentioned me that her mom passed away. And I sent my deepest condolences because I felt her pain because I lost my grandma too. And then, after massaging the back for 25 minutes, I start the leg. And when I do the leg, I hold the sheets folded like this, and then I expose the feet, the hamstring, part of the glutes, and then I do a connection, a connector massage. So I work all the way up like this. I go with the right side. We were conversating throughout the massage. I always ask how the pressure is. I always ask if it's too hard, let me know. If it's too soft, let me know. I always interact, and she was talking. And then I do the other side. When it's time to turn around, I tell the clients to scoot down. I lift the sheet and I look the other way. So I ask them to raise the arms and put the arms down. I go outside so I can wash my hands. I have 1 or 2 minutes. Come back. I start massaging the face, the neck. I do an X type of move to extend the neck. Then I massage pec area, arms, extend them, depending on the tension buildup, if they have a lot of traps in the traps or if they work out, then I assume by reading the body. Then after that, I did it twice. Then I massage the leg, exposing the leg all the way through the quads, and massage it. Massage the left side first, then the right. And we were still conversating. I asked her, I think when she was face up, I asked her, what does she do? And she said she was a life coach. And I told her, a lot of my clients come here and they have a lot of emotions and they release all their emotions. They cry. I have criers. I have everybody, every emotion, and they release them. And I've been doing it for a while, and I love what I do. I help heal people. I've seen people with cancer and fight it off, and they're healthy. I lost a couple of people as well. I have never actually charged the full amount of the price of a massage. I tell them 29, 39, whatever amount they can. I have a couple of clients that go through chemo, and I don't even cash the checks because... But I'm sorry if my technique was not appropriate, but I never meant to hurt her. I wanted her to release
the energy of losing somebody, and I never meant to offend anybody. And I'm sorry.
Questions for anyone?
Question for Mr. White. Is any other complaints against this license holder? Mm-hmm.
How long have you been a therapist?
I graduated in 2010. I was an account manager for Citibank. I quit it because it was too stressful. And then I went full-time in massage therapy. I have clients that I have them for years. I have clients that have been going to school for medical, and they're doctors now. I have clients that, like that, I have a lady that she was fighting cancer, and now her hair is growing back.
So when you described your drape on the back, are you going to fold half drape for the whole half body?
Well, I think that time I just put it as a pyramid with this, like a, I then went under.
Okay, so you're not exposing the whole side.
I'm exposing the whole feet, leg, hamstring, parallel glutes, and then the back, doing a connector.
Do you communicate that to ask them if they're going to be comfortable with that first?
I asked, but that day is, I think the massage was at 5:30. She was a few minutes late, and I had another massage at 7 p.m., and I didn't want to rush for full 60 minutes, because even if you're late, I still give you your time. And then I wanted to take my time to take the other client.
Do you feel that you give the same massage to pretty much everybody? Do you have a pattern?
No, I go with the whatever. I tend to ask questions if they're an emotional roller coaster, then I do more of a Swedish relaxing. If they do more of a sport therapy, I mix it up with a sport massage, doing stretches, like stretch the legs, and then so they can release the tension build up in the lower back, glutes, hamstrings, quads.
Any more questions?
I have a question. You just renewed your license?
Yes.
Okay. And you had to turn in you got in the percent that had to show the classes that you took, is that correct?
Yes.
Did you take those classes prior to getting that letter?
Yes. Prior to getting which one?
Well, your renewal was January 4th of 2018, is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, the CEs that I see were March of 18.
Is that because
that was when they were received?
Yeah.
Well,
the actual dates are April, May,
16.
Yeah, in 2016.
Okay, yeah. So they were received.
Yeah.
But he should have renewed by January.
No, I received a letter saying that it was to be received by April or something.
I guess the question I have is, have you kept your license current?
Yes.
Questions? Okay.
can move it forward to a formal hearing from a formal interview.
Right.
You can. After a formal interview, if you think the evidence warrants this, but you can.
And the incident in question occurred. The date of the incident was the end of March. Right, okay.
Nice restrictions.
Mr. Chairman, I move we, this is Bill Beer, I move we move this case forward to a formal hearing.
John Arcade, may I second?
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Yeah. Get in touch with you.
So what will happen is they go to the hearing, we'll notify you in writing if I'm not here, and if you have an opportunity to write an answer to that. If you don't write an answer and don't appear, that will be issued to me.
Moving to 5, C3. This would be Alberto Valverde. Is he here? Alberto? Is the complainant here?
No, she's not here.
She's not here either.
No, but she won't be coming today.
Okay.
Ready?
Would you like to give us a summary? I don't believe.
It's improper draping and improper touching.
In this case, having read the complaints and all the reviews, if anybody has.
Excuse me, Mr. White, did Mr. Valverde indicate that he wasn't going to come?
No.
You just said, did he receive notice? Did he respond back?
No. They don't have to respond back to me. I send the notice in.
Right. And he received it and you haven't heard anything?
No.
He did respond in writing to the
original complaint. Received a complaint.
It's on page 362.
Three, what?
6-2. 10 days if he doesn't accept?
10 days.
File number. Do we have a second on that?
That's file number 18-130.
Bill Beer in second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Yeah, let's do a roll call because if he does accept the consent agreement, that would be difficult.
Okay.
Bill Beer, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
John Ortega, yes.
Earl Dusky, yes. All in favor?
Roll the unanimous feeling.
5C, or. So this is Brian Valeska?
Yes. He's not available today, and Ms. EH is, she's monitoring, she couldn't come today. Mr. Valeska had a work council.
Did you say that EH is here?
No, she's monitoring. She's not coming today. I'll notify her what happened.
Okay.
No response from Mr. Valeska?
Yes. Yeah, he had a work conflict. He couldn't make it today.
But other than that, there was no response?
No. No written. Ready? Mm-hmm. This is inappropriate touching, improper draping, and sexual assault.
The was there a formal police report?
No.
Victoria Bowman, I would like to, in case 18-131, Ryan Valeska, I would like to offer consent agreement for surrender of license, and if in any in a given 10-day time frame, and at such time, if it is not accepted, then go to formal hearing.
Bill Beard, second.
Roll call vote.
Bill Beard, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
John Pavey, yes.
Earl Desky, yes.
So moved.
Five C five, and that would be Shivanta. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Wyatt.
Yeah, Shantavia White failed to notify the board of her arrest and conviction. She is currently incarcerated until 2021 of January.
That said, the grand scheme of things, another 10 days to see if we can't make it happen. It's not a big deal. But.
So, being that she's kind of incarcerated, do we give a few more days just to allow for process?
You could, but yeah, typically with a felony, we would go to the hearing. It's very likely we'll send notice of the hearing to all the available addresses, but we receive no response. In the default posture, that's commonly how cases go when people are incarcerated.
But for the purposes of this board, we should probably offer the consent agreement in lieu of formal hearing, and you'll notify us next month that you've done everything you can, and
yeah.
We go from there.
I mean, I think if Ms. Bowman wanted to make the same motion she made in the last few cases, that'll work just fine. We'll take it from there.
Her husband responds on everything I've sent.
Oh, there you go.
But,
she has?
But her husband
okay.
Responds to everything I sent. But for her to get a consent agreement while she's in jail, only thing I can do is email it to her. And she that's the only way she'll be able to respond to it.
Yeah. We'll give it, we can give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we schedule a hearing, and you know, maybe after 10 days, let's say it's a 10-day or 15-day, you know, turnaround time, that's really just the time to start the process of the formal hearing. And if on day 18, you know, a respondent says, oh, I didn't get it in time, I still would like to surrender, of course we would accept it, because that would conclude the case.
So what's the...
I would recommend you make the same motion that you've made for the last 10 days.
So what, I mean, she's going to be incarcerated until her, past her renewal date.
But I think from a paperwork standpoint, we need to have some kind of action to either dismiss this or move it forward, correct?
I don't see why. There are times when you might just let a license lapse, but I don't see this.
About the 3 years from then.
Yeah. I think we should take action. It's as serious as a felony.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that case 18-132, Chwantabia Wyatt, we offer a consent agreement, and within 10 days, if it, no response, we move it to a formal hearing.
Is that for surrender?
For surrender, correct.
Second.
John Ortega, I second.
Bill Caldwell.
Bill Beard, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
John Ortega, yes.
Carl Lesky, yes.
So moved.
She has failed to respond. All her individual letters have been returned to me, improvement to certify the complaint is here.
Okay.
This is a failed to render refund and proper payment by the, I guess it's lost me by conversion, I guess.
You are PB?
I am PB.
You're a PB. Thank you. We do have what we've read.
Okay.
Care to add anything to that?
Well, yes. I live in Cantamia, and it's a retirement community. And Mia was a massage therapist there. She went on maternity leave and never came back. And I have documentation that I didn't provide to you by text messaging that she did say that she was going to honor my massages, and we had scheduled several of them, and she never showed up. She was going to do it at my home because she was, now I found out she was no longer able to do it at the Camp Camino where I live. They told her she couldn't come back because she wasn't answering their phone calls after her maternity leave. And the last time she had scheduled it, she just never showed up. But she did tell me in my text messages that I did have 3 massages left. And I gave her a check for $270, and I have my check here. That happened to my check. And it's just the principle. She just never called me back. And I did send her a letter, and that never came back to me, so I know she received it. And I tried contacting her periodically, and she just never follows up.
So, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How much of this, and I'm asking actually my attorney,
oh,
sorry for a second, how much of this is civil?
Well, it's all civil, but you do have 4253A17 charging without providing the services, and then you also have a violation for deceit or misrepresentation in public communication.
Right. So that's telling us to be.
And you have the authority to offer restitution in an order, which could include the recovery of an order to refund money.
offer to refund me my money at first, and I said I prefer that she would come and render the services. And so that's what she was going to do, but then she neglected to follow through with that.
Okay, so you're amiable. You would have took money or services?
Yes.
Okay.
At the end. I mean, I like the way she gave massages, so I wanted to get the service, but I didn't know that it was going to end up to be like this when I said to have a massage instead of getting my money back.
And I wasn't trying to, I was just trying to see where our legal capacities.
This isn't the book for.
And I'd like to move to offer a consent agreement in case 18-133 to be comprised of, one, return all of the $270 plus 8 hours of CEs in ethics and business practices to be completed in class within 6 months, and that's in addition to the hours that she needs for her regular CEs. And otherwise to go to fall interview.
And then how much time to pay the restitution? 30
days?
So 6 months probation, the whole time for CE.
Yes, probation until the CEs are completed.
Bill Beard, second.
Roll call.
Bill Beard, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
John Ortega, yes.
Oleski, yes. So.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
We have one other matter, Mr. Chair, that makes sense to take now because we have some professionals here waiting. On the clock.
D1.
There's
an attorney and an interpreter here as well.
Okay. So we'll bring for us D1. This is
Mr. Chair.
I'll have to read this summary because it involves me, okay? On April 30, 2017, at approximately 8:15 a.m., the massage board and me, the investigator, received a complaint that suspended licensed massage therapist Mr. Wang was scheduling massages and applying massage techniques on clients at H&R Foot Massage. Mr. Wang is currently on suspension ordered by the massage board through a consent agreement in which Mr. Wang signed on February 19, 2018. On 5/8/2018 at approximately 12:10 p.m., I called H&R Foot Massage and spoke with Mr. Wang, a.k.a. Tony. I asked Mr. Wang if he had time for a customer. Mr. Wang replied to me, with me? I said, yes, I would like a massage. He said, give me 30 minutes. That indicated that he was in violation of his consent agreement that he had signed with the board. I notified my boss, executive director, Ryan Evans, where that occurred. At that point, I notified Mr. Wang through a notification of complaint to him, and we're here today.
Would you like to?
Yeah, Mayor.
Yes, please.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Ron Rain again. I represent Mr. Wong. In this case, I've been before the board before regarding Mr. Wong and the original complaint. Mr. Wong is part owner in H&R, and certainly Mr. White is correct. My client was scheduling appointments. He was performing a great deal of administrative duties, bookkeeping, including scheduling. I think the board is aware, we've talked about it before, Mr. Wong's first language is not English, it is Mandarin. When he spoke to Mr. White, which he doesn't recall specifically, his intent was not to schedule a massage with himself, Mr. Wong, and Mr. White, whoever was calling. It was only to schedule the massage. There are other employees there that perform massage and are licensed therapists. I did provide some materials I think I sent it to Mr. Rain, and then I also sent it to Mr. White. Since then, I think with consultation with counsel, and then after some reflection, my client doesn't want to have a whole lot to do with the day-to-day duties of H&R while suspension is pending. They have hired two new massage therapists. I attached their licenses to the materials I submitted to Mr. Rain and to Mr. White. In addition to that, my client is taking another job in town in Tucson at Oriental Buffet. I know some of the people that own that establishment, and he's essentially working a managerial and sometimes he's a waiter there sometimes. So his goal has been to spend less time at H&R, or perhaps even no time at H&R while this suspension is pending. He's taken the suspension very seriously. I also attached the materials, all the CE that my client has engaged in since his suspension became effective. The suspension is very important to my client. He's taken it very seriously. At no time has he administered any massages. I will say, there's been a pretty concerted effort from, I think, perhaps the original complaint in this case and folks that she might know to make it known that they review H&R poorly. There's been quite a few Yelp, I think some Facebook stuff also. And my client's intent has been to write it out and to be the best proprietor and ultimately the best massage therapist that he can be. So he takes his suspension very seriously. He is not engaging in any massage therapy. And if he gave investigator Mr. White the impression that he himself was going to perform the massage, he certainly was not. And he has not. I'd otherwise submit.
Any questions?
Chairman, I have a quick question regarding the phone call from Mr. White to Mr. Wang. Was there an interpreter involved during that conversation, or Mr. White spoke directly to Mr. Wang?
My client doesn't remember that phone call specifically, but he commonly does not use an interpreter or an English language interpreter when he's fielding phone calls.
He has some English language capacity.
Some. I mean, I communicate with him sometimes in English. Well, at all times. I don't speak any Mandarin whatsoever, but he speaks some English, yes.
So for us today is
essentially like any complaint matter, you would vote to either, you have to prove non-compliance to the consent agreement, and that would have to go through formal hearing, interview or formal hearing, if you want to proceed down that path. You could also offer non-disciplinary items today, like a letter of concern. Or non-disciplinary communication.
Could we put more stipulations on his restrictions as in not to be in the building at all? Is that even possible?
I don't have a copy of the consent agreement. I just want to review it just to be sure. I don't think so, but I want to. If we reserve ourselves the right to do that. I mean, that would be uncommon. So.
I would like to ask
a question about the consent agreement as well, because I believe there were hours of continuing education.
20.
And I thought they were supposed to be in class. We typically have them in class, and the certificates that I see are a correspondence class. I do understand there's also a language challenge.
Yeah, there was no specification in the order.
Okay.
And the order does not allow the board to unilaterally change its terms, so you would have to approve, the state would come in and prove potential or attempt to prove violation of the consent agreement by practicing, and you could essentially add additional discipline if you verified that.
Would that take a hearing or?
Yeah, well, you could do it through formal interview, but you would be limited to the discipline that's available in formal interview. You do it through consent agreement. He's denied the allegation, so I don't know if that would be likely. Or you can offer non-disciplinary items today.
So
you can close the file, or you can move it to a hearing or an interview.
So the question today is that you heard clearly that you were offered a recite by him.
Yeah.
He's saying it's a communication difference and the fact that it wasn't actually performed.
Yeah, well, he's said that he has never performed any massages during that. He's been not getting violated.
Two quick questions, if I may, Mr. Chairman. Any other disciplinary issues with this license holder other than what we're currently discussing today?
No.
How many continuing education of the 20 additional ones you were required to do, how many have you completed so far?
Not to answer for him, but you have certificates in the amount of 20 hours.
Something just
16. Yeah. He has the 20.
He has the 20.
He has the 20. Yes. One, four in ethics, one in diversity and cultural competency, three in cultural diversity and massage practice, four in low back pain and massage, and eight in lymphatic. Or
line in
the subject. So we did complete those.
And when I spoke, I'm not sure that they supplied 20 hours of continuing education. I'm not sure it's in the areas that the consent order requested. I'm sure the 4 hours of that certainly falls within that. The other ones may be some business practices.
Well, and I also think the cultural diversity was about probably business. Yeah. Given the difference in, yeah.
So discussion? No discussion.
I'm kind of leaning towards just call it a letter of concern.
Yes.
That's a question, yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to think, yeah.
That's not disciplinary. The way it works essentially is if you both issue a letter of concern, we understand what the case is. Staff would just write it out based on the facts of the case. Board members can articulate specific comments or advice that you might want to render. And then that goes in the file, but it is confidential. It's a public record, but it's not disciplined.
Correct.
Excuse me.
You're saying no concealment.
Right, right. Well, and it would indicate that we're really aware of what's going on and not comfortable. A lot of concern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is there a...
Well, and different boards phrase it differently, but I think it's mostly just an acknowledgement that the board had concern, but that items did not rise to the level of warranting discipline, or there wasn't facts to support discipline, but you think it's worthy of noting what this comes. And that's not disciplinary, it doesn't need to be reported. You got that answer yes in terms of discipline.
Well, I still like the idea of not having to be in the business at all. I would be no more business understandings.
But then we have to go to a formal, we have to be a formal hearing or interview in that case.
Or offer it as a consent agreement.
Yeah.
But if he's the owner of the business, would it have to be a silent witness, a silent partner?
Well, he can do his casework at home. He doesn't have to do his casework. Sure.
Because he's only a partner, right? So there's still another person there. It has to go to a formal interview to do that?
Or offer a consent agreement.
You could offer a consent agreement if he acknowledges and won't be present. And if he doesn't sign it, then you can, similar to the other motions, go to a hearing or interview to accomplish the same task.
How many are comfortable with that?
So you're essentially suggesting that there's enough here that we would need to take it to a formal interview or hearing regardless. The concern level isn't just something we write a letter and pass it off to them. That's the concern level here?
I think my concern is for us to give 20 hours of CEs and the other things, we had a lot of concern to begin with.
Agreed.
And in checking, there was, again, Mr. White felt he was being scheduled for a massage with him, and then he's saying it was a miscommunication.
I'm just trying to clarify
right,
the issue here.
Right, well, so this is my understanding. So there is concern that I can understand Mr. Ortega's position is it can't occur if he's not in the building.
And so the consent agreement would consist of?
Him not being in the building until he's done with his...
until the suspension is over?
Yes.
It's 1 year. And it's 1 year from February of this year.
So for the next 6 months?
Would that be... for lack of a better word... could he go to the building if it was after hours and nobody else was present? People go to their work.
Although essentially restrict him from being present when clients are present.
During business hours.
That's a better.
Right.
I like that better.
Yeah.
During business hours. You got to go to work, do your work, you clean up the place, you know, you want to see what the place looks like. There's a difference. You can do it after. But when clients, I actually like the word where clients are present.
Well, and it sounds, perhaps if I may make a suggestion, the issue is things that might happen in practice besides therapy. So I would think it's more involves the interaction with the clients rather than maybe a physical presence. You can be in the back room doing paperwork, and that might be okay, but answering the phone might not be because you might schedule an appointment or meeting with clients might not. I think the point is that you don't want anything getting him, well, you don't want the temptation or the opportunity to be there to practice massage therapy while on suspension.
Maybe here briefly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I just want to finish my thought. I have some concerns about the scope of your order.
Okay.
You don't need to be, unless I'm mistaken, you don't need to be a licensee to own a massage therapy clinic. He is a licensee, so he's under your jurisdiction, but I have some concerns about the scope of that order and its manageability, and we have to go to a hearing likely to achieve that result. I think the staff, correct me if I'm wrong, but the staff recommendation is for a letter.
Do you have something to say?
Well, I was just going to say my client's not prepared to admit any wrongdoing. Again, I think if Mr. White had appeared at the establishment and my client was prepared to do a massage, I think we'd be having a much different conversation here. But, and I know probably all of you have seen the materials that we submitted. I mean, my client takes this very seriously, and he's done quite a few things since this all began, again, in order to limit his exposure to any further violations. He understands that there's a cultural and a language issue that he's dealing with and he's struggling with. He's becoming more aware now than ever that it's an issue. He's taking great, I think, strides to limit
that. And he's aware that we're taking it seriously, too.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you both wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be paying.
Absolutely.
Good.
Of course.
And so staff has recommended a letter of concern.
Just on a side conversation with Michael, if this ends up going to a vote to go to a hearing, with all due respect to both councils here, it could be delayed to continuation of all the stuff over 6 months, but it would be, he'd be reinstated. So it may just be just stating your concerns in a letter of concern. I can certainly write it and send it out, or I can write it and bring it back, and you guys can look at it before I send it out. Ultimately, it will be, it's public, but public can't easily get it. They can ask for it, and we can provide it, but it's not, we don't post it on the website, but he's certain would hear, I think he's heard loud and clear today, too. It's certain, when Andrew told me that this happened, I'm like, he's scheduling for himself, but based on the language issue, I'm hearing Mr. Reina today.
When will you
I
have
would say that he wasn't, but he is correct. If Andrew was standing in front of him, he's like, come on back, I'll do it right now. We'd probably have a different conversation. Actually, we probably wouldn't be having a conversation, but we'd probably be willing to sign something. But
offering to practice massage is also the practice of massage therapy, but I think we can all appreciate the difference between had he really done a massage that we could prove versus. Perhaps
we can go with a letter of concern.
Okay. Victoria Bowman, I move the board offer a letter of concern in this matter.
Do you want it to come back for your approval?
No.
I can run it for Earl.
Run it by Earl. Sure.
Bill Beard, second.
Roll call or?
It's not this, but I'm assuming.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Excuse.
Mr. Rain, is it? We need to go to executive session to discuss.
We're gonna
are we
go,
there now?
Yeah. We're going to go. We're going to do.
Is this TV?
Huh?
If that's the board's pleasure. I wanted to remind you earlier that you don't need to go to executive session if you feel comfortable with the advice. But.
Well, then that's a point, too, because I actually feel and it would be in regards to 5B, right? And 8. So,
Mr. Chair, I move into executive session.
For the purpose of legal advice?
Yes.
So,
thank
yes.
You.
Yes.
You
got
to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I need to say that sometimes.
Okay.
I'm opposed.
Okay. All opposed. All opposed. All right. So, starting with 5B1, Alice, Galen Allison, or is it? Galen, sorry.
That's okay. Here in front of the board to ask for help in helping me get through these challenges I'm having with this licensing. That was suggested by Ryan Edmondson that I come and speak to you. I spoke with him previously. I sent a letter in the beginning of June. I don't know if you all were able to read it.
Yeah, it was on the
So my first challenge is, I started the process back in 2016 in June to get relicensed in Arizona, and I had no idea y'all had changed your policies so much. So I was told that you needed to get the certificates directly from the schools. So I contacted the schools. Baltimore School, great, they had no problem. I think you all received the manuscripts and everything from Baltimore School, transcripts. The challenges with the Mueller College, because they had a flood, and they're one of the oldest schools in the country. So I went there in 1993,
people came from all over the world to go there. So they had just begun being required to get their records online and when their flood happened. And so they lost a lot of their documents. And evidently, mine were included in those that were lost. But I never heard back from them. And as I said in the letter, I drove to San Diego to go offer help because I was sad to hear what happened to them. And no one answered the door. The school was still there. No one answered the phone. So I sent you all the copies that I do have of my transcripts with Mueller. And I'm asking, I'm hoping that the board can accept those because I have, you know, that's 100 hours. The other challenges I have are in regards to, because this process began in 2016 in June, I guess Kathleen Phillips was overseeing it. And so she had said that my CEUs would be acceptable for the hourly requirement that you have, the new one that you have. So I have the 600 hours, including the Mueller college hours. The CEUs are with, now one of the places is Supreme Science. I have copies of the certificates for you all if you would like to see them. I have Supreme Science Qigong Center. They're located in Florida. They are a school, and they do come to Arizona, and they teach here frequently, and they were surprised to hear that it's changed as well, the requirements. So I just got notice from them today before I came in here. I got an email, and they wished me good luck, and they said that they're starting the process with you all for your application process. I was waiting to try and tackle the Grandmaster Mantak Chia because he's an international school, and he's right now teaching in China. He was asked by the Chinese government to do that. So he comes to the States once a year, but he teaches all across the States. Both of these providers are not, you know, at this time on your provider list, but they are nationally licensed in this country. So I just...
Are they licensed in the art of massage therapy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they teach Qigong. So they teach breath, they teach breathing, they teach Tai Chi Qigong. They teach organs. So that basically they're teaching, you know, the correlation between the organs and the anatomy. So, yes, I mean, ancient teaching that comes here to the States. Wonderful teacher. One of the first to come to this country. So those are my challenges that I'm asking for help with.
So if I may, I asked Ms. Allison to present a letter explaining what she's taking based on the minimum requirements of your statutes and rules. And she was able to submit a copy, well, not she, she's in Baltimore, the school she went to in Baltimore, mm-hmm. submitted a copy of her transcripts. Because the schools have to provide it, can't be provided directly from the applicant themselves. And I forgot the school in San Diego, but that school, she has records, but the school doesn't. And so I think one of her requests, and I don't know, before, so you can agree or disagree with my statement, she's wanting you guys to accept the copy that she has because the school can't provide it, and then she's going to provide it to us. Yeah.
Do we have the ability to do that?
There's nothing that I saw in the statute rule that required the transcript only to come from the school. That's pretty normal to do that.
Right.
But I think the question is whether you attended, not...
Do we...
when we went to state licensure in 2003, there was a school in New Mexico that I believe had had a fire, and their records were also lost. And I know of an individual that went through this, and because of that, and her being able to provide basically what we're seeing here, she was allowed to get her state license. So
so then the second part of the request, and again, I don't want to speak on her behalf, but this, so she has 500 from Baltimore, 100 from Mueller, that's 600. She needs 100 more. And my predecessor allowed people to, which it's not up to the executive director ever, but allowed people to submit CE to make up for the shortage. There's nothing in your statute that I can read that allows for that. And so her second request is, I think, going off of what my predecessor has told her. She wants you guys to now honor. I said I cannot because it's outside of statute, and I can't. And I don't know that you can either, but go ahead.
Two points of clarification. Do we have any corroboration, some kind of email, letter, whatever, from Kathleen regarding that issue? Do we have any documentation of it?
I don't know if you all do. I spoke with Heather, and the many times I tried to speak with Kathleen Phillips, I was unable to. I don't even get a return.
The second question is, do we have any corroboration, independent of what you say, that it's nothing, not a reflection on you, that there was the issue with the school in San Diego, other than what the applicant has provided?
We don't have anything other than a statement from her.
Okay.
I mean, I would recommend, as to the latter issue about the missing transcripts, that we would at least have a sworn affidavit as to the details of your attendance from you. Ms. Allison, I attended between these days. That's where, you know, under penalty of perjury, these transcripts are authentic, and I did this, you know, and she put her sworn statement behind them with copies of the transcripts. And especially if you could have any corresponding letter from the school or news article or anything about what had happened. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the transcripts literally need to come from the school if the board is confident enough that the education occurred. And then on the other matter, I'll just note that what you need is a course of study of massage therapy consisting of a minimum of 500, which we don't roll, make 700 classroom or clinical hours of supervised instruction at a board-recognized school. And so I think you need to have all those elements. I won't say that continuing education can't meet those elements. It just typically doesn't, because it's not a course of study. It's maybe just a class, and I kind of interpret a course for doing courses, you know, like a program. It needs to be in the classroom, needs to be supervised, and the school needs to be accredited. And I think historically, in this board even, but otherwise, that the school typically needed to be accredited when you took the class. And what I'm hearing is that these course schools are not yet recognized. Mm-hmm.
Not by the Arizona board. They are recognized nationally.
Okay, if they're accredited nationally, and you were to recognize those schools, and it was supervised instruction, and especially if it was part of a body of coursework.
It is.
And
ancient.
Theoretically, I think you could accept CEs. Now, you can't use those CEs as CEs anymore in Arizona. You couldn't use those courses. So I'm not saying it's impossible. I just think we would need to have all those elements. Because if you need to approve the school, then that's, like I said, from underway.
Yes, one is going to be contacting you all back at the email today. Oh. That's the one that
so, you know.
The other one is international, and I'm not quite sure
how
to contact them.
And if the board doesn't recognize the school, then it's an absolute. You can't accept it. I mean, it has to be a board-recognized school. Even for a school, a physical school here with brick and mortar, where you could go to a four-year, you know, massage therapy program, if we didn't recognize the school, you can't accept the hours.
But we have a lot of recognized schools, so if she got 100 hours...
Oh, she could also get 100 hours anywhere.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
She clearly doesn't want to, otherwise she wouldn't be in here.
And typically, Kathleen was really sticky about when it was filling in hours. She didn't mind it being CEs, but it also had to be, she was kind of sticky about it being related to the practice of massage in the sense that it was still coarse. In other words, do you know what I'm saying?
I think you don't have enough today to grant licensure or anything, but...
That's my question. What is the quantity of those CEs we're trying to apply to this 100 hours?
Well, she needs 100, and I don't know how many of these would... Well, I don't need to look at this. How would you have enough hours if you...
Oh, yes, over.
So...
Just with these, but like there are others.
The deficit need to occur is, and without being recognized, the international school's hours can't be... The board has to recognize that school, and to recognize it, it has to apply. Using the board.
Can we look at those? I mean,
oh, you're not looking.
Okay.
I just was not going to count them right now.
But in this, these are for you to keep.
I just want to be clear. It's somewhat academic
yes.
until the schools are recognized,
right.
So she can't.
Right.
Right.
And what's the time frame? What's the time frame?
2015.
Within the last couple of years?
Well, I started with the Supreme Science Qigong in Maryland in 2008.
Okay.
And then they came back the following, well, I didn't get back to them until 2013. And then from 2013, then I went to Grandmaster Mantak Shia because I prefer to learn what he was teaching. So 2013, 14, and 15, I was teaching.
Yes,
I think it's 180.
No.
Were they all
that
CEE?
To Mr. Wren's point.
If we recognize NCBTOB, okay, correct? However, we do not accept their class on shape-shifting, nor we do accept their class on animal massage. So most of the time, we accept their classes. There are a few that we do not.
The question is, these are...
Right, they're... Well,
Master Mantak Shia. I don't know, but that's universal Qigong.
Are we capable of making a decision based on what you were shown right there today, or is it something we need to send the staff for the ratification and revisit this at next month's meeting?
And we have
cosmic healing. Qigong.
Qigong.
Movement
and exercise therapies.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Qi activation.
Is this something based on what you're seeing right there, something we can actually make a definitive answer one way or the other today, or is it something we need to refer to staff and revisit this at next month's meeting? I don't mean to keep the applicant waiting, but.
And what I can say is you absolutely cannot approve those for licensure unless this was a recognized. So I can't license today, but.
So my comment is this, is all of these certificates are NCBTMB certified instructors. So we recognize that. The question is whether or not we recognize the actual class. In other words, our statutes and rules state that we cannot accept animal massage. So if you're going to work on a dog or a horse and take a class in it, we don't recognize it as a CE.
Even though it's NCBTMB.
Right, even though it's NCBTMB. They also have a class on shape-shifting. We don't accept that either. Well, because it's not the practice of massage.
Well, and we've had that discussion a lot.
Yes, we have.
And what you can accept as CE versus what we need a license for aren't necessarily consistent.
Correct.
But, I mean, I think it's all premature now. I mean, the board, I think, would want to consider and maybe have a memo on the legal advice part as to whether you can generally accept CEs, under what circumstances you could accept classes that were CE-like,
right.
Even if they were a course. When can you accept those to for licensure?
May I say something there? With Master Mentak Chia, it's an ongoing course that I was doing with him, but he only comes to the States once a year. So that is...
And if he can't apply and get his... a school recognized, then you're not going to be able to use the hours
I would like a clarification on this. These, because it's NCBTMB, these could qualify as continuing education hours. However, they may not qualify as application hours for a license because it needs to be at a recognized school.
It needs to be at a recognized school.
Right.
It needs to be in a classroom.
Right.
It needs to be supervised.
Right.
Hopefully supervised. Otherwise, what do you mean? I really didn't taught anything.
Right.
And then it also says a course of study, and it says completed a course of study. Now, none of those terms are defined, and ultimately, it'd be up to the board to reach a definition. I think the definition that the applicant would prefer might be a course of study. I took a course. A more restrictive one would be no. That has to be a degree program,
right.
From step one anatomy all the way through techniques, and maybe a middle ground is to say, if you went to maybe like a 6-part seminar that was really involved at a professional massage school that is recognized with all this clinical stuff, and it was a really intensive thing, but maybe it's only 300 hours. But those hours could be used for licensure.
This was the Supreme Science Qigong. It was 4 days. Of intense training, 400 people.
The school needs to get recognized.
The school has to be recognized, but to be recognized by the massage therapy board, it has to be basically a massage school, right?
Was that one of them was nationally accredited.
They're both
accredited. So they may have the accreditation necessary to be recognized as a board-approved school?
Well, it's NCB accreditation.
Right.
But they may also have accreditation through the...
There's accreditation like the private post-secondary school. Yeah. That's
right.
The accreditation.
Right. Like
that. Not NCB.
But there's a national agreement.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, that's stuff that we can work on.
Right.
Informing her and seeing if that's a possibility offline.
Right.
What I know today is they're not recognized schools, so you can't just accept them today.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I move we table the application until our August meeting of Gail and Allison, pending further investigation from staff and advice on the specifics of whether or not the CEUs may or may not fall under our classification for use as... the qualifying hours. Go ahead.
I second it.
Victor. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We might have names for you today, but unfortunately, there's some rules that we've got to make sure we stick with it. And it's not because of you, it's because we don't want someone else trying to.
They would like, the school in Florida, I haven't been able to speak with the international school yet, they would like to know So they are contacting me. They're going to start the...
See him.
Yeah, I just got the email today.
Okay.
Yeah, so they just got the okay to do that. This is a financial burden for myself and my family, too. So I was hoping July would be...
We can always put it back on the agenda in July if there's a decision.
That would be fine.
Let's say August and then July.
Yeah. Oh, that would... That,
yeah, we would put it in July if there was an element.
Yeah. Are you going to be here next month?
What?
Gabriela Batista?
She had out there the month, and she had them, they've been squashed, and she's taken care of them, so everything, her record's been clear.
Okay. So do we need to take a vote on each one?
Yeah, you got to do, well, unless you have a bunch you guys already know you're going to make. I don't know that you guys have a collector's thought on who's going to be granted or denied. No?
Let's just do one at a time.
Which one are we doing again?
I think it's Gabriela Batista. And he said she's already taken care of it, all the warrants have been taken care of.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
She's cleaned everything up?
Yes.
She cleaned everything up.
But she didn't have
our last conversation. So, do we accept it?
Yes. I move that we issue a license to Gabriela Batista.
Bill Beard, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I'm sorry. Who's the second? Who's the second?
Bill Beard.
Sorry. I missed it.
Jessica Bates?
I think the discrepancy on yours, Jessica, was your last arrest in 2015?
And then completing probation after that. Is that? That's it.
So the board has her record on page, starts on 93. And 94 is the application, and the rest of the background check occurs, starts on 102.
It just looked like we had a marijuana felony with no disposition.
In 2015?
2013.
And 2015.
I got 2015
disposition. Drug paraphernalia possession.
Ah, there we go.
Man. I got 2013 disposition.
Okay.
So,
yeah. The right page.
I don't know what disposition means, but I was.
It wasn't resolved. Defining that.
Okay, yeah, I was guilty of it. I ended up doing probation, violated that probation, went to prison for about 3 months, and then I was on parole and probation again, and I completed probation.
So, and parole.
Parole, and, yeah.
You get discharged in February?
Yes.
Okay.
Of this year?
Yes.
And was it a felony that was reduced to a misdemeanor, or was it always?
It was a state of felony.
One more time, Mr. Rain?
Well, I was wondering what level of crime it was.
Gotcha.
You know what? I personally don't have enough information to provide a lot of advice on this one. I can't tell. We need the sentencing documents. And, you know.
Question. The drug paraphernalia, what was it?
Marijuana.
Marijuana paraphernalia.
Oh, and then a pipe. Yeah.
What you need is, I mean, this would be within the last 5 years. It is a felony. So it would need to be a class 1, 2, or 3 felony, which I
it's a class 4.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have the records to confirm that. But Andrew knows this stuff, you know, pretty well.
Yeah. And she's saying it as well. So
here's class four.
So the 13 was disposed of, but there was a second charge in 2015?
Yeah, when I got arrested on the warrant for probation violation, I did have paraphernalia on me at that time and got charged for that.
And what was the violation?
It was the end of my probation of the 2 years, and all my write-ups for, I tested dirty one time, and I missed a call my probation another time, but it was just a write-up, and at the end, they counted it as a violation.
And the testing dirty was for?
Marijuana. And now I have my medical.
Completed probation.
I graduated in October, and I called the massage therapy board and asked them what I should do, wait to turn in my application until I finished probation, and that's what I did.
You're not out of parole, you're not in.
No,
I finished.
Card before it was expired, or did you not have one? I guess from what I see, you don't have a class 1, 2, or 3 felony. You do have a felony under 4222's A7B, but it's not a moral servitude felony.
No, we've given many licenses to many people who have marijuana.
So, yeah, this would fall under either your good moral character provision.
Victoria Bowman, I move that we grant Jessica Biggs her massage license.
John Tate, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So opposed?
Good. All right. Good luck.
Armando. Yeah. Now, his is a little different. His records stem from his arrest, several arrests, but they were years ago. And the one that really hung up was the one from 20, when he was actually 13, right?
Yes.
But he had a warrant that was pending because he didn't follow through on something. So he had to go back to Washington, and he had to pay a total of $7.50.
Washington State?
Yes, Washington State.
So there is no crime?
No.
Or that's featured at mission under the licensure board? Just the warrant, and the warrant's been taken care of?
Yes.
And he did show investigator White the documentation.
Yeah, Victoria Bowman, I move that we grant Armando Hernandez his massage license.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And put,
so make, opposed?
Put a copy of that inside your wallet.
Right.
Because the CIC might not have been removed,
right.
So you don't want them to lock you up.
Right. Right. Yeah, I was carrying the paper everywhere. I went to Washington.
All right. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you guys very much. You have a wonderful day.
All right.
Mara Haskin.
She's not going to probably be here. She's in Cuba City. This is just real quick. She was on your agenda in May.
Right.
And you guys denied based on information. No, the information hasn't. Sorry, the documentation she's provided hasn't changed. Maybe the legal interpretation has.
So she.
And she was denied because she was on probation.
She was on probation, right.
And you had received advice that that was appropriate, that had to be rescinded.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. And so this, I think the appropriate motion would be a motion to rescind the vote to deny licensure, and then a second motion to grant licensure.
Yeah, Bill Beard, I move to rescind the denial of application for Tamara Huskin.
John Ortega, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Bill Beard, I move we grant a license to Tamara Huskin.
Victoria Bowman, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Penny and May?
And Ms. May was a little different. She got two prostitution-related offenses, one count of prostitution, one count of employee of a house of prostitution. That just happened on April 12th while her application was being processed. And she was arrested by Gilbert PD, and the case is still in pending. Last I checked, it had moved to past the arraignment to a Calendar conference.
To the what?
Calendar conference. I mean, they're setting up a trial date.
So I think just a reminder, the question then would be used if you don't have convictions, whether this rises to an issue of good moral character.
What my reaction?
Yeah, your reaction.
It's a free
country. Victoria Bowman, I move that the board deny the license at this time.
Based on
moral turpitude and good moral character to Fengen May.
So I know there's already been a motion put, but can we just, we can't put a pause on it?
What's that?
Can we put a pause on it until there's more? Because of the moral character, can we simply not necessarily do a denial, but put a sort of hold?
Keep in mind, there's a couple things. If you issue a denial, we'll write up a denial letter, then they have 30 days within which to appeal it.
Right.
And then you schedule a hearing, which you need to give 30 days notice. So even if we write that letter tomorrow, there's 60 days before you actually have the hearing, if she wants a hearing on it, at which time things can change or develop. You can table it. And I think the downsides are it makes the licensing time frame to look a little longer, relatively speaking, for the board. We have one that takes a long time. And
however, because it's for moral turpitude, and that's what I say. I see it because of moral turpitude, because we're tabling it because of until we get.
I have no problem with you tabling it. I'm just trying to check you for pros and cons.
My personal opinion is to either grant or deny, and I don't think it looks like you're going to grant. And tabling it, it doesn't cause an administrative problem. There is the issue of unnecessarily aging, like what Michael's talking about. We have to give reports to the governor's office based on timetables. The biggest problem is if we table it till, say there's no action, because there's no conviction yet, but there's no action on this because of what lawyers do. No offense. But they continue things out. If it goes past 365 days, this is considered withdrawn. And so there's no information that's given to any other state agency, whether here or outside of here, out in another state. So say she tries to go to Nevada to get a license there, and she has to answer the same question. Have you ever been denied a license in another jurisdiction? She could say no. Whereas if you deny, if like what Victoria was talking about, it puts the burden back on them. If they want their license, they're gonna request a hearing based on that denial. I think we get more information.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'm inclined to provide more clarity in the process, and a denial would probably provide that clarity as opposed to a tabling of the motion.
And we have a 60-day buffer. If something changes, we could always Have some occasion for it.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So, yeah.
Okay, she had a pending action which she took care of. It was a warrant for unpaid fees. She took care of that. And then the other thing was the previous case from the border was classified as a misdemeanor.
So all that's been taken care of?
Yes.
And just to be clear, this is Sylvia Montiel?
Yes.
Okay.
And just a reminder, that went into the executive session advice, but this was a warrant case.
Right.
So under no paradigm would have been a denial, but
under the new paradigm,
just a warrant.
Victoria Bowman, I move that we issue a license to Sylvia Montiel.
John Ortega, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Daniel James Williams Rivera.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, Mr. Rivera was before the board last month. He wasn't here, were you?
No. I didn't receive the letter in time.
Yeah, I sent you the letter, yeah. But his case had been reduced to a misdemeanor.
Yes,
in December?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so, and that's the only thing that he had.
So, he was on the agenda last month, sorry to speak out of turn, and you guys voted to deny these similar circumstances. So, if your opinion has changed, you would have to do two motions, one to rescind and one to deny.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we rescind the denial of the application for Daniel James William Rivera.
John McCabe, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we grant the application and issue the license for Daniel James William Rivera.
John McCabe, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good luck to you.
So much.
Good luck.
Good day.
Next is
Eric Smith.
Eric Smith is a recall from last month. He had pending warrants.
Yes.
He has responded to me. I don't know what his status is.
But yeah, this pending warrants is not grounds.
Right.
So this was what the last one?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have to do the 2 months.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we rescind the denial of application for Eric Smith.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we grant a license to Eric Smith.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Jacqueline Turner. She had multiple felony convictions as a younger female. Since then, she hasn't had any contact since 2002. I've talked to her, and she's in Tucson. She didn't have a way to get here. She wanted to come. Well, I'd say this about her. She's kind of religious now. So she kind of impressed me a little bit, but, you know, I understand.
No parole, probation, currently?
No.
Nothing since 2002?
Yeah, 2002 was the last time she had contact. But she had a bad record but up until that point, though.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move we rescind our denial of Jacqueline Turner's application.
Is that a rescinding?
That's the only now. She won. This is the first time on.
This is the first time on. It's the next one on.
Is it a new one?
Emma Wu's.
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
Brand new.
Oh.
Turner and I can't
rephrase my motion and we grant. Application of Jacqueline Turner.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed. If there is
Paula Bergamon. Yeah. She had a order of suspension from a nursing license and a stipulation from a Wisconsin. She tried to, another board that suspended her license. And she trying to get a massage therapy license. Her suspension was for narcotics.
When was that?
Last year.
Yeah, last year. It was on January 25th, 2017.
And as far as class, how does that translate for the state of Arizona? Well, no, that was a suspension or license. It was
I didn't. I guess I missed this part about them being for having been suspended. But this would now fall under your A9 regulatory, not currently be under investigation, suspension, or restriction by a regulatory body in another jurisdiction.
Well, she's still under jurisdiction?
Yeah.
Or was she just?
No, she's still suspended. Yeah, her license is still suspended in Wisconsin.
Oh, it's still suspended.
Nursing.
Yes, it's suspended until further notice.
Yeah.
She had two, right? She had one and then she violated that order, so she got a second, which is the what you're talking about, the indefinite period.
Yes.
Looks like they have I'm saying something that was at least 2 years long that was starting in February 17. So I think that under 89 we found to deny she's under restriction by another code. I mean, I'm very good for body and
other people. Victoria Bowman.
Push the button. Push the button.
Victoria Bowman, I move the board deny Paula Denise Bergowin a massage license.
Bill Beard, second.
Part of discussion under provision 3242.22A9.
Yes.
Bill Beard, second.
Just wait until he was getting done with his.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You're good? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
So this, Bill, this is the last one. And mm-hmm. I was on the last one.
Okay.
And I don't know if anything's changed.
Okay.
Emma Wu was prostitution case in Utah. She was arrested.
Yeah,
2016. Yeah, it was in the paper
that we talked. I don't recall. Did we draft it in the letter?
No, yeah. We stopped it here.
But did they deny? Okay.
But I
think this is my issue. I don't recall how specific the board was when you voted to deny last time. If it was based on, at that time, something other than a conviction, like investigation or probation, then we might reconsider that. But as we talked about, you have a bit more character provision as well. I'm still not sure if this is, I don't see anything that says this is a conviction yet in the paperwork.
But it says it pled in abeyance, that I pronounce
that? Pled in abeyance.
Abeyance.
Yes. Yeah, she pled guilty.
Yeah, she did.
She just says needs final paperwork.
Yeah, it's still.
So she pled guilty to it?
Yeah. What happens is when you plead in abeyance is you plead guilty if you stay out of trouble and you're then supposed to go off your record. But she probably hasn't been off of it long enough. And she hasn't responded, number one time to us. And she sent the same record I already had.
So well, we've already denied her license?
We denied her, but
no, it was tabled.
It was tabled. Okay.
Okay, it was tabled. Never mind. Depending on how you had denied it last time, I would have said you don't need to take any action. But if you table it, you need to take that home. So I guess we can table it. So you do have a conviction or an equivalent to a conviction for a
guilty, right?
For
I mean, guilty.
Crime involving moral perpetrator that involves prostitution, but a misdemeanor involving prostitution too, but also your good moral character provision. So.
I move that we deny the license to Emma Wu based on all that stuff.
Good moral character
and an admission to
Mr. Chairman
or felony involving
prostitution.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
By E? I don't think we touched that one
yet.
Yeah. By
E?
So I thought we did E earlier.
We haven't done E as in February.
Mr. Chair, this is consider agreement for surrender of the license signed by the applicant. And the state would ask that you accept the consent agreement for surrender.
Mr. Chairman, Bill Beard, I move to accept the signed consent agreement in file number 18-116, Yom Moore.
I second it.
Do we need a
roll call?
Yes.
Bill Beard, aye.
Victoria Bowman, aye.
John Ortega, yes.
Robleski, yes.
Executive Director's report. Are we done with the AG's report?
None of mine.
None of yours.
From your current Executive Directors.
So, nothing really substantive that I write up. I will point you to see if I get there. Yeah, 533 is the budget page. There's nothing. We've probably paid our biggest expenses this June, so this is the last month of the fiscal year. We're starting the fiscal year starting in July. You won't see a new budget until August because you see it the month trailing month end. So not a whole lot's changed. I'm happy to answer any questions on this. If there's no questions, I do have one more addition that falls under agency operations. Hearing no questions, the executive order two, there's an answer to the executive order from Governor Ducey, basically trying to eliminate barriers, mostly to, ironically, veterans. And then the other one was, gosh, I can't believe this is reciprocity, which we actually did in this last legislative session. So one will be relatively easier to answer than the other. I met with several people from the society, including Greg Harris, who's their counsel, and together, I'm going to file that response, but I just wanted to get your blessing before. So I just wanted to chat with you a minute afterwards, Mr. Dusty, if you want to come up to my office. I just want you to read the response. I sent an email this morning, did you? I think a bigger thing needs to happen is a total, and Michael, I think, is concur with this, is I think it's 324301, which is what Mr. Ochoa was referencing. It actually makes it more challenging for somebody that went active duty to come to either one, keep a license or get a license, and then they just need to reduce some of those parameters. So versus looking at each individual board, there's a grander scale that they can look at, which they don't need to get a response from boards to like make it easier for
So it's a legislative change.
Yeah, it would be a legislative change. So that's essentially it. I think that what we've formulated together sounds great, and I think they'll be happy with it. But I have to respond by, well, Friday, because I think it's due on the first, and the first falls on the weekend. So that's it.
July 30th, the next board meeting? Yeah, I need to find out if Miley's going to be here.
If there's...
Emily.
I don't think...
I got names.
I didn't hear anything from her. You're not going to be here.
I wouldn't be out of town.
Okay.
And I may. I got one scheduled, but I might have to change my flights. So, but I'm scheduled for that last week.
We'll have to chair with the vice chair. So we'll probably have to do some paperwork about getting someone up to speed around me and worry out of here.
John.
John.
You've been there for long. Could you, if they were both out, could you?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll have a quorum of three, and we'll be back in our previous room. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll know within a week or two, though.
It's has to do with flights to availability.
If there's no further business, I will be adjourned.
Bill, here in a second.
All in favor?
Aye.